Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Cillian Murphy is considered one of the most talented actors of our time, with his Academy Award-winning performance in Oppenheimer. Starting his career as a stage performer, Murphy's breakout role came in the 2002 post-apocalyptic film 28 Days Later. The film was a major success, and since then Murphy has come a long way, from being the first villain in Christopher Nolan's Batman universe as Scarecrow, to the iconic Thomas Shelby in Peaky Blinders. Along the way, he's expressed admiration for many actors, both peers and legends, and his portrayal of the iconic gangster Thomas Shelby was heavily influenced by legends like Gene Hackman. Gene Hackman is an undeniable legend, known for his powerful roles and dialogue delivery. His portrayal of Jimmy Popeye Doyle in The French Connection remains iconic, even earning him the Academy Award for Best Actor.
I want to hear it! Come on!
Yes,
yes,
you've been there, right?
Yeah.
You sat on the edge of the bed, didn't you?
Murphy has always admired Hackman's work, especially during his early days as an actor. In an interview, he said,
he's a tough guy and he talks with his fists.
Murphy has always been vocal about his one performance in particular, Hackman's role in Scarecrow. In an interview series given to the British Film Institute, he said, I've watched that movie about 30 times. Hackman is so vulnerable in it, even though he's a tough guy, which was extraordinary. Murphy has also spoken about the influence of another legendary actor who starred alongside Gene Hackman in Scarecrow, Al Pacino, whose performance helped make the film truly iconic. Pacino is one of the legends of our time. He rose to fame as Michael Corleone in The Godfather, a performance that earned him his first Academy Award nomination.
Only don't tell me you're innocent, because it insults my intelligence. It makes me very angry. Now, who approached you? Tattaglia or Barzini?
Following this success, Pacino starred in Scarecrow as a drifter with a hopeful, almost childlike outlook. Murphy found his character deeply compelling and admired Pacino's versatility, as it proved he could convincingly portray both tender and intense characters. In an interview, Murphy said, he did it right after The Godfather. Michael Corleone was remote and closed in, and then he did Scarecrow, which is unlike anything else in his body of work. It is so brave. Murphy was always inspired by Pacino's personality and the dynamic nature of his characters. Al Pacino was really funny in Scarecrow, but in Dog Day Afternoon he's kind of maniacal, energetic. It's beautiful and something completely different.
I know that you're all aware that Robert Downey Jr. is like a bona fide superstar and an actor of staggering capabilities.
Robert Downey Jr. is an actor who needs no introduction, from his iconic performance as Tony Stark in Iron Man to his bold portrayal of Kirk Lazarus in Tropic Thunder. Downey has showcased the full range of his talent on the big screen.
That'll read script reads me.
What the hell does that even mean?
What you getting at with the book script? Spit that shit out, man!
All right, the wet offensive.
Cillian Murphy has long admired Downey's caliber as an artist, and working together on Oppenheimer gave both actors the opportunity to closely observe and appreciate each other's performance and techniques. During a speech at the Santa Barbara Film Festival, Murphy expressed his appreciation for Downey, stating,
"Mind-bending what this man has done. In my opinion, he is the most versatile actor of his generation."
He then added, Robert works incredibly hard to make it look so easy, and all the great ones do. Downey also shared a similar sentiment, praising Murphy's performance in Oppenheimer by saying, I have never witnessed a greater sacrifice by a lead actor in my career, and it made the whole cast want to elevate their own performances. Since working together, the two have formed a strong friendship, deepening their mutual admiration. Murphy is among the actors most frequently featured in Christopher Nolan's films, appearing in six of them. Working with one of the best directors also allowed him to collaborate with his favourite actors like Leonardo DiCaprio. DiCaprio is an acting legend who has consistently impressed, with hardly a flawed role to his name. From the tragic tale of Jack in Titanic to the drug-fueled con man in The Wolf of Wall Street, DiCaprio's career in Hollywood remains truly unsinkable. Murphy had the chance to act alongside DiCaprio early in his film career in Christopher Nolan's mind-bending thriller, Inception. Murphy has always been a fan of DiCaprio's work, and in a BBC Radio 1 interview, he recalled his first day on the set of Inception as especially memorable, as it involved a major scene with DiCaprio, whom he described as the biggest movie star in the world, and someone I have huge admiration for.
I'm a projection of your subconscious. I was sent here to protect you in the event that extractors tried to pull you into a dream. And I believe that's what's going on right now, Mr. Fisher.
Murphy admitted to being starstruck by DiCaprio's presence, calling the experience amazing, and stated, "His global stardom serves as inspiration for fellow actors like me." His comments reflect both deep admiration and genuine professional respect. Cillian Murphy has always been open about his respect for his co-stars, and Tom Hardy is one actor who has truly earned it. Hardy is a one-of-a-kind actor who excels in both heroic and villainous roles. He rose to fame with his intense performance as Charles Bronson in Bronson, portraying one of Britain's most notorious criminals.
I've always fancied myself as being a comedian. For 7 years. It is a long time.
Hardy has delivered a wide range of standout performances. From the distinctive villain Bane in The Dark Knight Rises to the complex anti-hero in Venom, but it was his portrayal of Alfie Solomons in Peaky Blinders that impressed Murphy the most.
I do not want him to spare me because of some f***ing peace pact. I want him to acknowledge that his anger is unfucking justified.
The two shared the screen in the iconic series, where their dynamic became a fan favourite. Murphy praised Hardy's acting talent and even his trademark facial hair. In an interview, he remarked, "Hardy is an amazing actor with fantastic facial hair. He's come up with an extraordinary character and is fantastic to work opposite. He's been like family since he came in." Murphy's performance has been deeply shaped by his co-actors, especially given the emotionally intense roles he often takes on. Emily Blunt is an actress he hugely admires and helped him during the filming of Oppenheimer. Blunt is a British actress known for her performances in The Devil Wears Prada and Sicario. With multiple Golden Globe nominations and a reputation for elevating every project she joins, Blunt is one of the most respected talents in modern cinema.
I hope you know that this is a very difficult job, mm-hmm. for which you are totally wrong. And if you mess up, my head is on a chopping block. Now hang that up. Don't just fling it anywhere.
Murphy and Blunt first collaborated on A Quiet Place and later reunited for Nolan's Oppenheimer. In the film, Murphy took on the emotionally intense lead role of Robert Oppenheimer, while Blunt portrayed his wife, Catherine. Murphy has consistently praised Blunt's talent, stating,
"I think there is nothing that Emily Blunt can't do as an actress. There is no limit to her range. She's just extraordinary."
He was particularly appreciative of the impact she had on his previous performance in key moments, recalling, "There was one scene where we really, really had to go deep, and I don't think I could have done that with anybody else." Beyond her acting, Murphy also valued Blunt's sense of humour, which was a relief on set. "The role was quite heavy and went to some dark, challenging places," he told the Los Angeles Times. "And I can't work unless there's a lightness around the set, and Emily is one of the funniest people on set. It was a relief." Blunt's performance and presence had a significant impact on Murphy's work in Oppenheimer, and alongside Blunt, there's another actress Murphy holds especially close, Helen McCrory, whom he has often described as one of his favourite co-stars. Helen McCrory was a British actress known for her work in films such as The Queen and Skyfall, but her most memorable performance was as Polly Gray in Peaky Blinders. As the nurturing matriarch of the Shelby family, McCrory brought emotional depth and strength to the role, making it one of the most iconic characters in the series.
"Took my children from me. I'm sorry."
"So what do you know? Did they tell you why I went there?"
"Carry us then a military.
My maiden name is Shelby."
Murphy has been vocal about his deep admiration for McCrory, saying, "She was the heart of the show, my closest colleague, and without a doubt, one of the greatest actors I have worked with." Tragically, McCrory passed away in 2021 after privately battling cancer. She died peacefully at home, surrounded by her family, having kept her illness out of the public eye while continuing to work with remarkable dedication. Her death had a profound impact on both the show and Murphy personally. Reflecting on her absence, he shared, "She was a genuinely warm person, and every time she was on set, you just felt safer. It doesn't feel the same without her."
"I was dead in that noose, and then I was saved. So everything from now on is extra. But what I didn't understand until today is when you're dead already, you're free. Fucking love it.